Good morning.
Good morning.
That was really bad. Want to try that again?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Better. Well, according to Pastor Grant, it's official. He said it's Christmas. It's going to be Christmas here soon. It's a Christmas season. He said it, so it must be true, huh?
Amen.
Amen. There you go. So, how do we know? Just because he said so. How else do we know that Christmas season is here? How do we know, Caleb? What do we see around us?
We see
lots. What do we see? Come on. Speak up. What do we see when we look out? What do we see outside?
Snow.
Well, hopefully not yet. Really could use that not to arrive, but that's okay. What else? Okay, let me give you a hint. Okay. What do you see when you go to the mall?
Sales.
You see sales. You see, we had Thanksgiving on Thursday. Boy, it's gone. Get those decorations down. They're still in my house. So. We had Black Friday. We had Small Business Saturday. That was a new one on me. We have Cyber Monday. We have Santa Claus at the mall. We have people putting decorations on their house. Every radio station is playing Christmas music. We got ads on TV. Everything that we see is talking about Christmas now. And you guys can't come up with one thing. That is pretty sad.
Hey, I know Santa Claus.
That is pretty sad.
I know Santa Claus is real or fake.
Yeah, he's real. Absolutely real,
he's
or
real,
I wouldn't get a thing.
One night, I went downstairs and I saw a present that was wrapped in SpongeBob wrapping paper.
Well, let me show you something here that I got. I'm gonna give you an easier question. How many more days till Christmas? How many more days? Come on, that's an easy one. Christmas is on Sunday. 4 weeks from now.
I'm the only one in my head.
Got it?
God called me.
Anybody? You guys still asleep this morning?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Very much.
Okay. 28.
Oh, yeah.
We have one that can do the math. Today, in Sunday school, all the kids are going to get this little book. And in the back of the book, I showed some of them last week. In the back of the book is a bunch
There's
of stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Right, remember?
You get to hang them up.
And the page next to it has a calendar starting today. You can put a sticker on each day for the Advent calendar. It goes all the way
Monday,
to Christmas.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep.
When we get to 31, it's going to be Christmas.
Yep, and then we're going to study in Sunday school the story of Christmas. Each week we're going to study. Today we're going to study Mary. And then we're going to talk about Joseph and Elizabeth and the shepherds and the journey to Bethlehem. But we're going to mark every day from now till Christmas. So, here's my next question for you. 2011 years ago, everybody got that? 2011 years ago, okay,
yeah.
Christmas. How many radio stations were advertising Christmas then, and how many TV stations had all the ads on, and how many billboards were there all about Christmas?
I'm the only one.
Who said zero? All right, we got another one. Woo-hoo! Got a good answer. You know, there was no radio station going, coming soon, the birth of Christ, just for you. No? No, it wasn't there. But you know, it caught a lot of people by surprise that Jesus was born in a stable, in a manger, where they found him, laying when the shepherds went to see him. People were surprised at that. Except, as the word spread about the birth of Jesus, some people remembered that back in the Old Testament, God had told his people that he would send a Savior. He would send the Messiah, who would be born as a baby, to save us all from our sins. So God was keeping his promise to us when Jesus was born. And when Jesus grew up, he made us another promise. He made us a promise that he would come back.
Did he promise that he would be Santa?
He promised that he would come back, though. He promised that he would come back again to save us all and take us home to be with him. God made us a promise that the Messiah was born, and Jesus made a promise that he would come back. That is our hope during the Advent season. Today we celebrate hope, and our hope is that Jesus will return. He will come again for us. He will take us home to be with him. He only asks that we be prepared to meet him, that we are waiting and watching for his return. We're going to light the candle of hope here on the Advent table in just a minute. I want us all to stand up and hold hands when we do that in a minute. And we're going to light the candle of hope this morning. But I want to read you a little poem that I found that speaks really to me. I hope it speaks to a lot of people about the things that we hope for. It's a real simple little poem. I asked God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might humbly obey. I asked for health that I might do great things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy, but I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praise of men, and I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but everything I had hoped for. Despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am among all people most richly blessed. I am most richly blessed by knowing every one of you, and I thank you for that. Let's stand up and hold our hands, and we'll ask Sarah if she will light our candle. Okay. Let's stand up here. Come right up here. And let's all hold hands. And Sarah, you will light the purple candle here. Everybody come around this way. Everybody come around. Stand with me. Let's have a word of prayer. Everybody bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this candle of hope. We thank you for the hope that you gave to us when you promised us the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem in the stable. We thank you for the hope that we have now that Jesus will come again and save us all and take us home to be with you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Now, see these booklets right here? Everybody, hand me some. We're going to pass them out to everybody in the congregation. Hand me some and I'll take the wrappers off. Okay? You take some. You take some. I know. Thank you. Okay.